From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Labor Department's latest readout on unemployment presents a mixed picture. The unemployment rate dropped 0.4% in December. That's the biggest one-month decline in a decade and takes the jobless rate down to its lowest level in more than a year and a half. But NPR's Brett Neely reports only 103,000 new jobs were created last month.
The number of jobs created was about 40,000 fewer than many economists had expected. But the unemployment rate fell as more Americans managed to find work in December. Ian Shepherdson is the chief U.S. economist for High Frequency Economics. He says the economic climate remains uncertain for many employers.
It's partly caution and it's partly inability to find the money to hire people on the part of businesses, in particular small businesses.
But in a sign the job market is getting stronger, the Labor Department also revised its October and November jobs reports upwards. Still, over 14 million Americans who would like a job can't find one. More than 6 million of the unemployed have now been out of work for more than 6 months. Brett Neely, NPR News, Washington.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says it could take several more years to bring the unemployment rate down to historically normal levels of about 6%.
With output growth likely to be moderate in the next few quarters, and employers reportedly still reluctant to add to payrolls, considerable time likely will be required before the unemployment rate has returned to a more normal level.
Bernanke testifying before the Senate Budget Committee today, he says there's increasing evidence that what he calls a self-sustaining recovery is taking hold, and he says U.S. economic growth should get stronger this year as consumers and businesses step up their spending. The House begins debate today on a move by Republicans to repeal the law that overhauled the nation's health care system. NPR's Audie Cornish reports GOP leaders say the effort fulfills a pledge they made to voters in last fall's elections.
Despite calls for new openness in his reign as Speaker of the House, John Boehner says there will be no amendments allowed to this repeal measure.
I promised a more open process. I didn't promise that every single bill was going to be an open bill.
A new report from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says repealing the health laws would add about $230 billion to the deficit over the next 10 years. Speaker Boehner disagreed, saying those budget analysts are entitled to their opinion. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Residents of some of the towns in Australia that have been devastated by flooding are being allowed to return to their homes, and they're finding widespread damage. Shane Hickey tells Australia Broadcasting that most of his belongings were swept away by the floodwaters.
We never got a lot of time to do anything, so we couldn't salvage a lot of things. And as you can see on the street, as you look around, everything's gone.
There was more heavy rain today in northeast Australia, but while the rain is not expected to worsen the flooding, it could hamper recovery efforts there. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are down 10 points. The NASDAQ composite is off 4. This is NPR News. New live-fire military drills are underway in South Korea. Helicopters firing rockets at targets today. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. is looking to reduce tensions on the Korean Peninsula and prevent any further provocation by North Korea.
We are determined to move forward to end the provocative behavior, and to once again focus on the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
The administration's envoy on North Korean policy has been meeting with officials in Japan today as the U.S. looks to orchestrate a resumption of multinational talks with North Korea. The internationally recognized winner of the recent presidential election in Ivory Coast is reportedly offering the entrenched incumbent there amnesty if he steps down quickly. But Laurent Gbagbo is showing no sign of giving up power. His government has expelled diplomats from Canada and Britain. Dan Karpinchuk reports Canadian officials are dismissing that order.
In Ottawa, Foreign Affairs Minister Lawrence Cannon issued a statement saying Canada does not recognize Gbagbo's claim to government. Therefore, the expulsion order is illegitimate. Earlier, Canada had asked Ivorian diplomats to leave Ottawa. That was in the form of an official protest against Gbagbo for refusing to give up power after he lost the November presidential runoff election. Britain took similar actions. Cannon says Ottawa will continue to urge Gbagbo to step down. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
NASA has postponed the final flight of the space shuttle Discovery yet again. The launch has now been pushed back to the end of February. That will give engineers more time to complete repairs to Discovery's external fuel tank. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.